This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The hadith tonight, collection Imam Muslim, read to us by Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As. And the theme is still rida, satisfaction or content. And I'll probably narrate tonight and then next tomorrow, and then we'll move on to something different. It's an important Islamic, it's a main Islamic value. And for sure, as a Muslim, you need it. It's a ibadah qalbiyya. It's an act of worship that is internal. It's not something that it will have external implications for sure. It has applications and it can be seen going in the positive or negative direction, but it's something that happens on the inside. And this hadith is a very short one, and it's really a nice hadith in general. It's a kind of a generic one that you can for sure benefit from regardless of whether you comprehend this concept or not, where he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَرُزِقَ كَفَافَ وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَهُ. Indeed, the following people are those who will be successful in this life and the hereafter. Al-Falah is success in both, in the life that you're living right now and in the hereafter. Najah is just is success in this life. It doesn't necessarily mean you'll make it after you pass away. Falah is both. So the Prophet ﷺ is concurring basically that certain types of people are those who are going to achieve falah, and he points out three things. Number one, man aslam, those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who give the shahada, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, they accept Islam, they're Muslim. So those who figure out the story behind this world and what they're here to do and what they're going to do with the time that they have, that's what aslam means. They have clarity in terms of their perception and where they're going. And then he adds two pieces, alayhi salatu wasalam, that are obviously, Islam is a huge concept, but then he adds two pieces that are more specific, and really important. He said, وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا, and was given enough. كَفَافًا الْمَكْفَى الْكِفَايَة, words in Arabic, means enough, what you have, what you require. So وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا, you were provided in your life that which you require. You weren't in a state of need, like you didn't have to go and ask people for help because you couldn't make ends meet. You weren't in a position in your life where you could not take care of yourself and your children, for example. No, you had enough. You didn't require people. You didn't require their aid or their support. And you work and you are making enough to take care of yourself. That is called al-kafaf. It's a big deal, by the way, Islamically. It has its own chapter within Islamic books. They talk about al-kafaf, that you being able just to make ends meet and maybe sticking to that in your life. There are some issues here that obviously need to be discussed, but the concept is important. وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the ability to be satisfied and to have being content with what he was given. Not to continuously feel that emptiness towards wanting more. There's no end to how much more you can have. And there's no end to how much more you can desire. There's no end to it. Like, there's nothing that will ever be enough. If you're not listening to divine wisdom regarding this, then go turn your attention to reality. And if you can't seem to see it in reality, then turn your attention to history. If that doesn't do enough, then turn your attention to biology. Yaqi, there's never enough. The way that we are designed, that we will always want more. There is no end to how much we can want. And we don't need it, but we want it. We want everything. We want all of it, as understood and known. But that doesn't mean that it has to drive your behavior. It doesn't mean that it has to drive your ambition. It doesn't mean that it has to drive your values. It doesn't mean you have to ruin your ability to be happy and to be kind and to be open and to be generous and to be humble and to be selfless. He's saying, alayhi salam, you want to achieve success in both lives? First of all, you have to be Muslim, so let's put that aside. And then, if you are lucky enough, this is what he's saying, وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا, if you are fortunate enough to be provided with what you need, then be happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, you'll make it. Where you're not continuously disgruntled and upset and looking forward to just getting more on a selfish basis. This has nothing to do with your ambition towards doing khair for others. It has nothing to do with you working hard, trying to make an impact in the world. This is about your self-consumption. This is about you, your use. has nothing to do with your ambition to grow wealth, to make sure that you support people around you and do khair for your ummah. This is about your self-use, your consumerism. It's you. Are you able to be happy with what he gave you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if he gave you all that you need? You have what you need? You have enough to eat, enough to dress, you have a house, you have the basic needs? Are you able to be happy with that? Or is it always going to be, but there's more? But it could be bigger, it could be better, it could be brighter, it could be shinier, it could be longer, it could be fatter, taller, big, whatever. It could always be. It could always be, I guarantee it to you. I can guarantee it to you that billionaires sit around and they complain. I guarantee it. I swear to Allah al-Azim that they sit together and they complain about how expensive it is and how difficult it is to make money. And no matter how much money you give a human being, if they don't have this peace, there will always be something to complain about, to be scared about, to be worried about, to be working against. And that's it. It just turns into this whirlhole and this vortex that just keeps on taking you and taking you. And by the time you figure it out, you're too old. And it's hard to fix it anymore. And you can't get out of it. By the time you figure out that this is not a way to live, that sometimes the happiest people in this world who are just have enough, and they've accepted that, and they're happy with that. They do well with what they got. This is not, I don't give these ahadith to make you all aspire to being poor or aspire to being with. No, that's not. If you understand that, then you're not comprehending what I'm saying. The Prophet ﷺ was never poor. He was zahid. He wasn't poor. He had wealth. He just didn't consume a lot of it. He only consumed what he needed. And then the rest of it, he made sure he put to work. He put to work that others would benefit from it, because that's the point of being alive. And that's this hadith. To be content, to be happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. And then it makes it easier for you to work harder and to aim farther. Because you're not doing it for yourself. Now you're trying to make more, but you're not doing it for you. It's not about your value. It's not about your own capital and your worth, your net worth. You know, that garbage word that we came up, net worth. Net worth, wallahi, you figured out people's net worth. What are we doing? Why am I even sitting here if you figured out people's net worth? I thought that was something God did. But apparently it's not. So we can figure out people's net worth. There is no such thing. No such thing. This net worth, that's the amount of questions you're going to be asked. That's all that is. That's just how much you're going to be questioned about what you were given and what you were offered. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي يرويه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أنس بن مالك أنه قال عليه الصلاة والسلام قد أفلح من أسلم ورزق كفافا وقنعه الله بما آتاه صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك وحمدك شكرا لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزاكم الله خير بارك الله فيكم 2 minutes and then I start my أصول الفقه حلقة so if you're praying more than 2 minutes